AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump has long incorrectly suggested his Democratic opponent wants to overturn the Second Amendment and take away Americans' rights to own guns. In Miami last night, his riff about confiscating the agents' guns went further.
I think they should disarm immediately. What do you think? Yes? Yes. Yeah. Take their guns away. She doesn't want guns. Let's see what happens to her.
Hillary Clinton campaign spokesman Robbie Mook released a statement saying Trump has a pattern of inciting people to violence. Whether this is done to provoke protesters at a rally or casually or even as a joke, it's unacceptable quality in anyone seeking the job of commander-in-chief. The comment in Miami came hours after Trump finally reversed his long-held position that President Obama was not born in the United States. The Republican candidate then incorrectly suggested the Clinton campaign had started the conspiracy theory. That didn't sit well with members of the Congressional Black Caucus, including California Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee.
The world has got to be able to trust somebody in that White House, not someone who continues to lie over and over and over again.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has decided that only the two major party candidates will appear at the first debate at Hofstra University.
Unhappy at not qualifying for the first presidential debate, Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson noted that even 9 or 10% in the polls represents about 13 million voters. That's more than the population of Ohio and many other states. And he called the Commission on Presidential Debates a tool of the Democratic and Republican parties.
AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander. There was a wild chase and shootout through the streets of West Philadelphia late last night. Authorities say it left two police officers and four civilians wounded and a suspect fatally shot. This is AP Radio News. A celebrated American playwright has died.
He was arguably America's greatest living playwright. Three-time Pulitzer Prize winner Edward Albee has died at 88. In a 2009 AP interview, Albee conceded that penning the masterwork Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf was a blessing and a curse.
Everybody wants you to write that play over and over again. Son of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf 3. But you don't. You go on and write what's next in your head.
Asked how he wished to be remembered.
Maybe he was useful. That's enough.
Albee wrote more than 30 plays, always thought-provoking and challenging conventions. I'm Mike Rossia.
Obituaries also include Canadian novelist W.P. Kinsella, whose book Shoeless Joe became the hit movie Field of Dreams. Kinsella was 81. The FAA says it's registered already more than 500,000 drones. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.